Foreign Minister Abdullah says pro-Taliban militants continue to train and hide in Pakistan's tribal areas and cross the border to launch attacks inside Afghanistan.
On the security field, we need to work more together. Everybody believes that there are some training camps there. Those are not doing good for anybody. Those are sources of instability and terror.
The Afghan foreign minister called on Islamabad to cooperate more in an effort to eradicate extremists he says are a threat to the region.
If we all know that the leaders of Taliban there, they are actively acting behind what is happening in Afghanistan, we know that it is hurting us to begin with, but it will have implications for all of us in the region.
Pakistan has repeatedly targeted militants along the Afghan border and has deployed 80,000 troops in the area. Senior Taliban fugitives and Al-Qaeda terrorist leader Osama bin Laden are believed to be hiding in the tribal areas. Afghan officials have previously accused Pakistan of not doing enough to stop militants from using Pakistani territory to launch attacks on Afghanistan. Earlier this month, Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf angrily rejected the allegations and accused what he called some agents in Afghanistan of attempting to malign Pakistan. On his recent trip to South Asia, where he stopped in both Afghanistan and Pakistan, President Bush noted both countries are involved in efforts to catch bin Laden and his associates. U.S. military officials have linked violence in Afghanistan with that country's drug trade. Afghanistan produces 90% of the world's opium, and Foreign Minister Abdullah says controlling illegal drugs is a major problem for his government.
Narcotics, it is a big challenge for Afghanistan. It is a challenge for humanity. All these areas that Afghans are determined to move forward and to overcome these challenges.
After his speech, Abdullah held talks with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who says the country has made major gains since the Taliban regime was ousted more than 4 years ago.
Everyone is impressed with the spirit of the Afghan people and with all that you've accomplished. And I just want to thank you for being here and for the great partnership that you provide.
Foreign Minister Abdullah says 3.5 million Afghan refugees who fled decades of war have returned to their country, something he says is a strong vote of confidence in Afghanistan's future. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.